Today is Sunday morning, February 15th. This is the Monday night Gemara share. We're up to Ma'ariv Katan, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, Rabotai. Last week we focused on a machloikis in trying to understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said one is not permitted to you're not permitted to make a water ditch on Chol HaMoed. So there was a machloikis between two individuals. The Gemara did not know who said what, but one of them said it looked like that he was engaged in some type of plowing. And the other one said is on account of the fact that he's making the land, the dirt, more suitable for Zriya. That was the Gemara's there. So, if you remember correctly, what might have been the Isur in each case? What exactly is the Isur in each case of Machshir Agfei L'Zriya? What exactly is happening, Machshir Agfei L'Zriya? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi's, everybody have about the third way down. Afagavta osi maya basrei, even though the water comes in into the ama after it's been completed, the hasada ara rekika agfe ha'ama. What happens? The land, the dirt which he had dug out is now much more suitable for what? For planting. It's much more suitable. It's softer. Since it's softer, it's now a situation as if he was Oreya. So it's Machshir Agfei L'Zriya. Now the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis says...
So that's Zriya.
That's correct.
And the other guy says Chofer.
That's correct. Okay. Now the Rambam interprets Achshir Agfei L'Zriya a little differently. Not that as a result of digging out the hole, the afar which you dug out is softer and you can use that for planting. No. It's talking about the when you dig out the hole and then you put water into it, the water comes in, so the land next to it, right next to it, becomes a lot softer as a result of the placement of the water. So the Machshir Agfei is not the dirt that had been removed according to the Rambam, but rather the walls surrounding the Amma now are softer due to the fact that what's going to be in place in this hole? Water. So as the water seeps through into the ground, it'll make that land much more available for planting. You won't have to work so out to plow it out because it's already softer. That's how the Rambam learns this particular case. And, Now, if you look at Tosfos, take a look at Tosfos B'Divrei HaMasechta Mipnei Machshir Agfei L'Zriya. Says Tosfos, V'nireis Charisha Mamish. Tosfos says it's nothing to do with even the guy who says Machshir Agfei L'Zriya, it's real choresh. Real choresh. Why? Shesvurin haroin shelekach miskavnin. That people who see you what? Digging this ama, they don't know that it's being dug for what purpose? For water. They think this is real charisha. You're plowing the land on Shvita. So that's number one. So in which case, it's a little difficult based on the fact that there is no real machloikis between the two people. One man the Yomar said b'nei sha'oder, and that's also a form of charisha. And the other one says that it's real charisha. So herein might be the difference. The first one believes that it only looks like it, but it's not really Charisha. So it's more of a Marisayan issue. This one is real Charisha. And Tosis is going to say it. Inami chashuv le avodas karka mamish. Not because the people who see you think that you're doing so, but it is indeed what? Choresh. V'afal gav she'eino miskaven l'kach. Even though that was not his intention whatsoever. Mihu melachahi. It is considered a melacha for shvius purposes as well. So Tosis here operates on the premise that the category of davashena miskaven, which we always associate with Shabbos, happens to be a halacha b'chala Torah kula. The machloik is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda whether something is mutter or asr when you engage in an activity and you do the exact masa of the malacha, but your intention is for something else. So that's a machloik is Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter, and Rabbi Huda always says it's chayav, with the exception by Shabbos. There he says it's only patur avul asr. But here, once you're dealing with something that looks like real karka, we now trigger Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And Rabbi Shimon's, well, that's what he's going to say in a second. Now, if it's Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who we paskin like, he holds the Dov Sheni Meskaven as mutter. So why in the world will you be held accountable for Harisha when Eino Miskaven Lekach? So Taisha says, V'afal gav d'amar Rabbi Shimon d'avashenu miskaven mutter, ho'amrinon, we say, mode Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishe v'lo yamas. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if there is no doubt, if it's going to happen directly, definitively, under those circumstances, the malacha is prohibited, even if it's lo hiskaven lekach. So the key difference is as follows. The key difference is as follows. That normally, Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is when you engage in an activity and the malacha might take place, the malacha might not take place. That's Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. For example, the way the Gemara, Gorer Kisei, you take a chair and drag it along the ground. There's a possibility that a little furrow might take place, and it might not take place. So under those circumstances, Rabbi Shimon is matarit. Same thing here. But where you take a heavy bed and drag it along the ground, even though you have no kavana, Rabbi Shimon says it's asur, based on the fact that the melacha is guaranteed to happen. Well, here also, the melacha is guaranteed to happen. Once you dig a hole, that is harisha. Even though lo iskaven lekach, that is harisha.
That's only in the second.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's not a marasayan issue. It's a real malacha.
When it's a psik reisha v'lo yamas, that's a psik reisha. What's the v'lo yamas?
Because that's where the original phrase came from, with the chicken. Where my kid is crying and he only gets enjoyment where I chop the chicken's head off. That's what a pasik reisha means, to chop the head off. V'lo yamus. And it's a question. V'lo yamus. You mean to tell me you didn't know that the animal was going to die? Because that was his argument. I didn't know that. I didn't know the animal was going to die. I just wanted to get my kid to shut up for a couple of minutes. Yeah. Now, all of this is based on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, who says that what? Osin ain't osin ba'ama on cholo shomoed. You're not allowed to make an am. Apparently, if it's only Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what about the chachamim? What do they hold? What do the chachamim hold? The answer is the chachamim hold that what? That it would be mutter. You'd be mutter. So why? Tosfos now says, I have a pretty good argument. If according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is a real Isur Malacha issue, how can the Chachamim suddenly say it's Mutter and Chol Shamoed? The Malacha of Oder, which is Harisha, we learned on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, is definitely Asur and Chol Shamoed. So why would the Chachamim allow it? Even though he didn't intend to do so, even Rabbi Shimon says that he's it's Moedir Rabbi Shimon. And we do not find that Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. We don't find that. Generally, they accept Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Dovah Sheinim is Kavin, Bechala Toirakula, is Mutter. Is Mutter. That's what Tosis is going to ask. For Rabbanan Savrei, Kevon de Al Yudei Shinui Ovidle, Lav Melachahi, Umutter de Lo Shmei Harisha. Since he did it through some type of a Shinui, what type of a Shinui did he do? What type of a Shinui did? If you remember last week, what type of a Shinui did he do? What did he do to make it somewhat different?
He opened it, an old one.
What?
Didn't he open an old one?
Either an open old one, or what else? What did he do with the earth that came out of it? So, chucked it lemei rachok. Right? He chucked it at a distance away. So, once you do some type of a Shinui, that already says that this activity is not the malacha of Oder whatsoever. It's not Choresh. And therefore, once you've already gotten out of the category of malacha, so Rabbi Shimon plays no role in this case, and it's not a Dovashena Meskavin, it's not a Psik Resh, it's not a Dovashena Meskavin. It's not a malacha issue. It's also a Maris Ayin question. That's all it is. That's what Tosfos is going to, and they believe this, and therefore it's Mutter because they didn't consider it the Maris Ayin issue.
According to the two opinions that we have in Rav Elazar ben Azariah, one is saying, you know, the first one, they show, Nirash Ka'oder,
right.
They're saying it looks like Harisha, but it really isn't.
Right.
The second guy, Tosfos, is now telling us, Makshir Agape, he's saying it really is Harisha. Right?
But that's the way Tosfos learns in the first opinion.
Well,
that's the way we would learn it.
Okay. So so that means, according to the two opinions of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, one would say, so
one was only because of Nira, and the second opinion would say that according to Tosfos.
So the Rabbanan could agree with the first opinion of Nira Ka'odeh.
100%.
They just couldn't agree with the second opinion.
That's correct.
But they're still arguing, we assume they're arguing with Ben Azariah, they say that it's
Mutter. That's it. The caption of Tosfos is only on the Nisha Machsha Agfil Azriah. According to Oder, there's no issue. Why? Because they say it's Nirik Oder, so we don't get into the Parsha as to whether it's a Malacha, and I don't have to discuss Dov Sheinu Miskavenim, Segregation. I don't have to discuss it. Now, interestingly enough, the other famous Halacha concerning Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Malacha is Malacha Sheinu Sricha Lagufa. And this would almost more approximate a Malach Shein Esricha Lagufa case. Because normally in a Dov Shein Miskavin case, what happens? What's the point of departure in a Dov Shein Miskavin case? You're doing something which is definitely not a Malacha. No one ever said that taking a chair and putting it in your backyard and just dragging it is a Malacha. Problem is it might lead to a Malacha. Might lead to a Malacha. So there you're dealing with Dov Sheinu Miskavin. But where you do something, but you have a different tachlit in mind, that's normally Malach Sheinu Sricha Lagufa, where you actually do the Malach itself, but you had a different intention in mind. That's a different machloikis. Rabbi Shimon never said that that's Mutter on Shabbos. It's only Patra Avalasar. It's Patra Avalasar. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Chayev, Mamish Chayev in such a case. So this really more approximates the Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the reason why Tosfos doesn't want to do so is because the Halach of Malach Shein Sricha Lagufa is only by Hilchos Shabbos, as opposed to Dov Sheinu Miskavin. And I'll give you the a litmus test case. The Gemara claims by Kilayim, by Shatnez, that Dov Sheinu Miskavin by Shatnez is 100% Asur. So what does he do? He puts on a garment because he is a, when you want to...
What? He's a seller, a merchant.
Right, a merchant. So instead of having those dummies, what does he do? He's the dummy. He puts the coat on, and I'm the dummy. Oh, look how beautiful this coat is. See, he's not wearing it for the purpose of generating warmth, which you normally put on a coat, but it's to display the coat. There, It's a machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, whether Yachayiv or whether Yachayiv, it's not Melachshen, it looks like Melachshen Tzricha Legufa. Because you're doing the act of wearing a garment. Doing the act. And the Gemara never quotes Melachshen Tzricha Legufa there. What does the Gemara talk about? Davashena Miskavim. So in all cases, except for Hilchos Shabbos, the definition of Davashena Miskavim by Chol HaTorah Kula is exactly what Melachshen Tzricha Legufa is on Shabbos. And there is a machlokes whether it's Chayiv or Pater. And the Rambam paskins by Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Chayiv Midoraisa, it's Asr Midoraisa, and Melachshen Tzricha Legufa. But by Chol HaTorah Kula, that halacha doesn't exist. Therefore, you only quote the halacha of Rabbi Shimon of Davashena Miskavin, even though it looks much more like a Melachshen Tzricha Legufa. And therefore, you can interplay with Psik Reisha or not. Because by Melachshen Tzricha Legufa, of course it's a Psik Reisha. Because you did the Melachshen itself. And in fact, that is the question which the Aruch HaShulchan asks on this particular halacha. How do you discriminate between a psik reshe of a davashena miskavin and a melachshen tzricha legufa? How do you distinguish? And the reason why Tosis, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by it is because we have different piskei halacha for the same case. Melachshen tzricha legufa is Rabbi Yehuda says it's pater avolasa, and Rabbi Shimon says it's chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says it's pater avolasa. When it comes to psikreshon loynichale, even Rabbi Shimon says it's chayiv. So every melachshen tzricha legufa on Shabbos should be a psikreshon loynichale. It should be a psikreshon. So why was one chayiv and one is only pater avolasa? Take any case on Shabbos. If it's a melachshen tzricha legufa, isn't it a psik reshe? What did I do? I didn't intend to do it for this particular purpose. So what? But it's a psik reshe. So how do you have Rabbi Shimon on the one hand paskening psik reshe is what? Is chayiv. And yet for melachshen tzricha legufa, what does he say? It's only patra avolasa. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks that in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, and he says, "Hey, Kvetch should come up with an answer." But it's actually very difficult. It's actually very difficult. Why? How do you come up with such a distinction according to Rabbi Shimon? And the answer probably lies is that on Shabbos, as opposed to Kol HaTorah Kula, there is a separate halacha called Meleches Machsheves Be'ina. It's not enough that you do the melacha. By all Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a very simple thing. Either you did the melacha or you didn't do the melacha.
You wouldn't even use the word melacha. You did the isur.
Exactly. Either you did the isur or you did not do the isur. Correct. Either you wore shatnez or you didn't wear shatnez. Correct. Either you were choresh on shviyas or were not choresh on shviyas. By Shabbos, there is a halacha. You're not chayiv for Jews doing melacha. You're only chayiv for what? For meleches machsheves. Well thought out, purposeful design for this activity. So hence, even though B'chol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Shimon says it's what? It's a psik reshe and a chayiv, but by Shabbos he reduces it only to what? Pater avolasa, because by Shabbos it doesn't meet the standard of Meleches Machsheves. But Meleches Machsheves doesn't exist any place else. Hence, you can tolerate the different opinions of Rabbi Shimon, B'chol HaTorah Kula being chayiv, and by Shabbos interjecting that it's Melachshen Tzricha Legufa, it's only Pater Avolasa.
What about Yom Tov?
Yom Tov is the same thing as Shabbos.
So Yom Tov there is a Melachshen Machsheves issue.
Correct. Because the standard of whatever is considered Melacha on Shabbos is now the standard for Yom Tov. That's one of the reasons why in Parashat HaMoadot, which I totally have to know by heart, Perek Chaf Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, what is it introduced with? It says the opening pasuk is Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Tikra Asim Mikoy Kodesh Eile Moadai, and what does it start? Shishim Tesa. What do you mean Shabbos in there? So there are 80 answers on the question. So one of them is to set a standard, because we're going to now talk about the Issa Melacha on Yom Tov. What's the Issa Malach on Yantav? Answer is it's compared to Shabbos with the except of Eichel Nefesh. But Chol HaMoed, that's a different. We started the Masechta with the Rambam and the Ramban and all the others, whether it's Doraisa or not. Correct. Once you adopt the opinion that it's the that Malach is also on Chol HaMoed, it's the same standard. Yeah.
Well, we mentioned last week of the Merachog and the Shinai. That makes sense if Mesha Machshir Akveh is a Malach of Zriya.
Right.
You haven't completed the Malach because the dirt is somewhere else.
Right.
But if you define it as Harisha, since when is the placement part of the
Malach? Because what do you do after you dig out the hole? What do you do with it after you dig out
the hole?
You put the seed in, and then what do? You put the dirt back on top of it. Now that you chuck the dirt the distance, you're showing that you're not making Harisha, because if you put the seed in, it's going to be exposed. You're not going to grow anything that way. Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. Yeah. And that's why I said you'll never find the Malach Shein Tzricha Gufa category any place but by Hilchos Shabbos. But Davar Shein Miskaven is done B'chol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara talks about when you do it in the Sachim, so Mezalfin Yayin Al Gabi Ho'ishin, you sprinkle the Yayin, the Nisket in the Sachim, and it goes on the Mizbeach. What might happen? You put out the fire. And the Torah says, Eish Tamid Tu Kar Al Mizbeach, Lo Sichbeh. So again, they bring in the Machloikis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, and under those circumstances, again, that's not a Shabbos issue. It's a Melachas Migdash. So it's quoted all over. Yeah. Now, the Sfas Emes claims that I can bring you a raya that the correct interpretation of Neshanira Shemachshir Agfei Lizria is not the way Rashi learns it, where you are misaking the ground by having it dug up already. It's easier to plant, but it's rather the next land next to it, which is the real source of the Zriya. That eventually, since you'll put water in, what's going to happen? The water's going to seep through. So he brings a raya in the name of the, who says that. Yeah, in the Yerushalmi, there is no charomar v'charomar. In our Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Yerushalmi itself says that Rabbi Zeira says, Machshir la'akfei lezriya. He's the one who says that. And Rab Abba Bar Mamal says, Mimnei nira kemaris ayin shel oder.
He used the word maris ayin?
Maris ayin. The Yerushalmi. I should have photostated, but today's Sunday, not Monday. So when Monday night I'm in school, I have to photostat. Okay. Now the Yerushalmi says that there is another way to help support this Amma. Help support the Amma. To make sure that nothing happens. You dig out the hole, and now what do? You put in a wall. You put in, something. You know, a board.
Perimeter.
A perimeter, exactly. So what will the perimeter do? It'll prevent the water from going through. So the Yerushalmi says that this, whether or not you can make a perimeter or not, is tolu in the machloikis between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamma. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings a case. Are you allowed to put something around the perimeter? He says, Machloikis Rabbi Abba Bar Mamma and Rabbi Zeira. That according to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamma, who says, Neshinirika Oder, the answer is yes. The answer is no. Because you dug a hole, the dirt is right next door. Who cares if you put a perimeter around it? That's not going to prevent it from putting the seed and doing what? And replanting, that's not. But if the concern is what? Machshir Agfei Lezriya, that it's going to seep through, that is eliminated as soon as you put the perimeter in. So Sfas Emes says, since the Yerushalmi brings a case which is now dependent upon the machloikis between Rab Abba Bar Mamla and Rabbi Zeira, apparently the Rambam's reason is the real reason. Because if you believed Rashi's reason, then what would the what's the machlokes about the perimeter? Rashi's reason is that when you take out the dirt from the hole and put it on the side, that dirt is going to be what? Prepared better for what? That would not be a litmus test case if you put in the perimeter. So the mere fact that the Yerushalmi cites that there is a perimeter case which is subject to the Machloikis, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel and Rabbi Zeira, proves that the intention of what Rabbi Zeira said is the way exactly the Rambam said. So says the Sfas Emes.
Yeah.
What about in our case where the water comes in right away? How does that fit also better? So with Ezekiel Benayo here, Tika Asu Maya Basre.
Right.
So according to Rashi, so, I don't know, I'm just thinking, you know, according to the Rambam, that shouldn't make a difference. Why does that make a difference? Whether the water's there now or later, it's the same purpose.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
That fits very good according to Tosus, by the way, that piece.
Yes, it would. You're right. Don't know. Okay. Now, many, many Achroinim raise a question against the Rambam and all Poskim, who paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Now, in other words, there is no isur on cholo shomoi to make a binyan shalom.
As long as you're doing it either when the chalati or atiki, you have to follow one of those two things.
Yes, yes, chalati and atiki. Yeah, that's 100%. So now, so what would you say? What's troubling achroidim? If you have Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria chachamim, of course you're going to paskin the chachamim. Why? Why are you going to paskin the chachamim? Because halach to rabbi, that's one. However, he says that in many sugyas, wherever the Gemara goes through a lot of bother to explain the minority opinion and to show the consequences of that machloikis, then it's telling you something. Why is the Gemara, the editor of the Gemara, Rav Ashi, spending a lot of time on someone who what? Who is not going to be accepted la halacha? So it would have been nice to just let us know what he holds, what's his reason. But to challenge, you know what? What about if you do this case? How's he going to answer? Why didn't this one accept this one answer? Why didn't this one accept this one's answer? That seems to indicate that the editor of the Gemara, Rav Ashi, would have favored Rabbi Elazar ben Azari's opinion. And that happens to be true. There's no answer. But just to be aware of it, that whenever you have a case of one, a das yachid against the Chachamim, and the Gemara spends a lot of time explaining the das yachid, does not hear a word about the Chachamim, because it's mutter, so there's not much to talk about. But if they do, instead of just quoting the minority opinion, but spending time investigating and why and consequences and differences, that is an indication that the editor of the Talmud had in mind to paskin like the minority opinion, and therefore it would override the rule of yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. It's not only halacha k'rabim yachid v'rabim, it overrules a lot of rules. I'll give you one of the famous cases. At the beginning of Bava Metzia, second parak in Eilu Metzios, you have one of the six Yalkagams. The six cases where we passing in like Abaye against Rava. Every other time in Shas, we passing like Rava. But for six cases, the Dumanik is Yalkagam. So Ya'al is Yehu Shaloi Midas. That if somebody loses something, and he has no idea that he had lost it yet, somebody picks it up, is that person who picks it up, and there's no semen on it, is that person who picks it up permitted to keep it or not? So Rava says yes, because when he finds out 2 hours later that he lost it, he will be miyayish. Abaye says no, since at the time when you picked it up, the owner had not yet known that he lost it, then you picking it up, you took it be'isur. Because what allows you to take an Aveda? Yeyush. But there was no Yeyush yet. So in those circumstances, Abaye says it's awesome. So you have 5,000 machloikis Abaye Rav. Of course you're going to paskin like a rabbi, like Rava. Why did we paskin like Abaye here? Because the Gemara spends 10 blot challenging his opinion. hardly a word about Rav. Every case that the Gemara can think of. So why is he spending 10 blot trying to define and test Abaye's case? Must be that the editor, Rav Ashi, had in mind that I'm going to spend a lot of time on this because he is the halacha this time, and the halacha is, and that's why we pass from like Abaye in that particular case. So here what we do is, in the absence of definitive statement of Rav Ashi, he could have said, Hilchasa ki Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchasa ki Abaye. He didn't say that. But we are speculating based on, you know, speculation. But some say that that is true. Let me invite them. Amemar, we're up to about five lines into the wide lines. That's what we're up to. Amemar, Masni Mipnei Shenira Ka'oder. Amemar was of the opinion that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's prohibition is definitely what? Nira Ka'oder. And once he accepts that opinion, Vikashile de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ad Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Once he's decided that Oder is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's reason, he now finds another test case which will challenge Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kol shenida ka'odir asur. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah actually say that in osin sa'ama is because they shenira ka'odir? Did he ever say that? V'ramini chvodei fragin akasha ose adam ezivlo otzar. You are permitted to make your zevel an otzar. Explain it in a minute. Rabbi, I'll explain it now. What happens is, zevel is fertilizer. Now, there are a lot of different things that are used as fertilizer. You can use horse manure. A lot of people used to use horse manure as zevel. Here the test case is that you take the rotten fruits themselves, as you scan your thing, you gather them, bring them and to a pile, and then use that what eventually as fertilizer.
Compost pile.
What? Yes, compost. That's it. So the Gemara says that the first opinion is Osa Adam is Zivlo Otsa. Rabbi Meir Oser Achiyamik Shlosha Tfachim O Achiyadbik Achiyadbia Gimel Tfachim. You can only make a pile of your zevel if you did one of two things. Either you dug a pit and you raised it at least three tefachim off the ground, so you had a big enough pile of zevel to do that, or you made a hole three tefachim deep and put it in. That's the only time we'll allow you to make a zevel. The only reason.
Shemitah we're talking about?
What?
Shemitah we're talking about?
Yeah, this is Shemitah. So why does he do so? Because when you have a mound of three, or a hole of three, that's an indication to everybody that when you dug the hole, what did you do? It was not for the purpose. Or when you bring the zevel, it's the purpose not to use the zevel to fertilize the field right now, because that would be zoreya, but rather to what? To gather it up to make it otsar, a reserve to fill up your reserves of the fertilizer.
Isn't the hole in the ground a little tough? Because unless you're really close, you're not going to see that he's got a whole hole pulled through tefachim. You might think that he's only got a small amount there.
Okay, but a guy will come. I don't know. You're right. But the one, if you raise it, it's visible to everybody. But maybe a guy's walking by and he sees it. That's all. That's one opinion. Achiyamik. Hayelo dava muat. If you have only a little fertilizer, a little of the old rotten crop available, mosif olav v'holech. You're allowed to add to it on cholosh ha-moed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oser, achiyamik shlosha, osh achiyagbiya shlosha, O shi'itin al hasela. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you also have to be mamik at three or be magbia at three.
He's going on the last case though.
What?
Isn't he going on just the last case?
Yes.
Okay.
On which case?
Case Hayelo Davamuah.
Hayelo Davamuah.
Right, that's what he's going
yes.
on.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll read it in Rashi. Rashi, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Afilu hayeshamuat zevel kodem shviyas mutu lahosif alav bishviyas. You're allowed to what? Add to it on Shemitah. You're allowed to add to it on Shemitah.
You're not allowed ad.
But ad shiyamik shlosha or ad shiyagbiya shlosha. If he comes to three or raises a three or makes a deep three. O ad shiyitain al hasela. Where you will
Put it on a rock.
Yeah. Put it on a rock. Exactly.
Sure.
Now, what's the kasha here?
When's this guy digging the pit? That's what Rashi says. Read the rest of Rashi.
You're right. Yeah, so that's the stira. In our Gemara,
We just said you allowed him. Well, no, he said, right, he says you're not allowed to do the Amma because of Oder.
Right.
And here you're allowed to do it.
And here you're allowed to do it.
Achiyamik. How come this is in the same case as the Amma? According to...
Koidim lachin. Koloim v'hadam amazom achiyamik. Loyom achiyamik v'shviyas. Elo shoya amma koidim shviyas.
Here you're digging it to show you're not doing malacha there.
I know.
Bottom line is digging a pit. So before he was digging a pit at the base of a tree, and now he's digging a pit near
for the zevel, and he's allowing it.
Right.
As long as there was some before shviyas, he's allowing you to be mamik at shalosh. So why? What's the difference? So Rabbi Zeir Rabbama Mamamo. Once again, Rabbi Zeir Rabbama Mamamo say, I'm going to eliminate the stira. One is chadamak going shamik. If you made it deep enough, under those circumstances, that's why it's mutter. That's why it's mutter. In other words, he was mamik before shviyas, not during shviyas. When he came to the place where he had a little zevel, he dug out the hole when?
Before
Shemitah. That's why we allow it, because he dug it out before Shemitah. But indeed, if it was... during Shemitah, he would be consistent and not allowed. The Chad Omar, one of them says, Zivlo Mochiach Olav. He would even allow you to dig it three on Shviyas. Aye, why is it not Nirika Oder? Because the fact that you have Zevel there indicates that this is what? That this is not planted for the... This is not... I didn't make the harisha of the hole to put a seed in, but rather to store my zevel. So the zivlo mochiach halav enables him to override.
He's got a little pile next to where he's going to start digging his hole.
That's correct. That's correct.
It's not near a kemizavel in that case?
What?
It's not near a kemizavel?
No, apparently not. Apparently not. Yeah. Now, under normal circumstances, the Ravid points out, under normal circumstances, the way a person would create his zevel is he would collect the rotten fruits from the entire field and then designate one part on the corner of the field to leave the zevel. And how would everybody know that he was only doing it for l'shem zivlo? He doesn't pick up the stuff and carry it by hand. He has a little wheelbarrow. So when you have a little wheelbarrow with the zevel, everybody sees that what? He's not using it as fertilizer now. But what is he doing with the fertilizer? He's storing it. That's the normal... Otherwise, fertilizing itself is part of Zoreya. But here, the fact that he's carrying a load on the wagon, that indicates that he is not engaged in the Isur. Now, why does Rabbi Meir Oser, says the Ravid, because in case he's not going to find the lot, and he's not going to have to use the wheelbarrow, what's he going to do? He's going to chuck it. He'll use that as zevel in the locale which he does it. So I'm not going to allow you even to start collecting your zevel, because in case you don't find enough, you're not going to go out and make a big pile or make a storage place just for a little zevel, and you'll wind up doing, what will you wind up doing? Be mezabel the little area where you found it. Hence, it's usur, according to Rabbi Meir. That's how the Ravid explains it.
But Rav Meir says, Oser Achi Yamik Shloshet, until you do those, one of those two things are already prepared, right?
Right.
And then the Gemara says, Hayo lo devar mum osif Allah v'holeh.
Right.
That's also Rabbi Meir. Because now, first comes Allah's under that, Oser Achi Yamik Shloshet, also, he requires, even in a case of where there's something there before, you got to do something to it. It seems Rav Meir permits it, if they already started. No? Did I read that wrong?
No, you didn't. Rameir Oser.
Rameir Oser, just if you do zero. But if you have the little, it seems he allows everything without restriction. Rabbi Zabazai gives another restriction, even though you had a pile there already. Never more.
Yes, so how would the Ravid jive with that?
I don't know. I guess who's the very first opinion? It says, Osa Adam Eziblo Otsar, Rameir Oser.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think he's commenting on.
See? So I guess it must be another.
But why would Mamik make a difference then? If he doesn't find a lot, what's going to help by being Mamik? If he doesn't have a lot.
Isn't he just adding to existing pile?
What's that?
Isn't he just adding to the existing pile?
Yeah, that's how you muad.
I mean, it's Tanakama, then Rav Meir.
And then Rav Elazar.
And then Rav Elazar just says, oh, I don't know.
No.
Don't know.
He doesn't have to be Mami for me.
Not sure.
He said that according to the Ravid, the wise of Meir Oser compares to the Ben Azariah. But if you read the Mishnah,
I'm giving the Gemara share. The Gemara share.
Meir Oser, Achi Yamich, until you do these few things. Right. And then it says, case, right.
How you low, no, what? I don't know, 10:30, something like that.
That's what Meir talking, right? I would think. See, he says, if there's a pile there, how you low, Rabbi Lezer, Oser, even in the case of Mosif, he's Oser, until you do
it. Doesn't take an hour and a quarter on a Sunday morning to get to Manhattan.
So he just said, Rameir's not Oser, Rameir's.
I know, we're not for, we'll leave around 11.
It's more legal than Rabbi Lezer, Azariah. Everyone agrees if you have nothing, early. You can't
okay,
do
don't
anything.
Mind. Not before 11.
If you
okay?
have something, Rameir says, do whatever you okay. want. Rabbi Lezer, Azariah says, even if you have something,
we'll,
I still
okay.
need you
we'll
to
see.
Dig
fine.
A pit next to it or raise it.
Okay, but right now I'm giving the share.
I don't see how that fits. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. But how would the Ravid, if his chashash is if he doesn't find a lot, he's going to be Zoreya right away,
so
that's why you're prohibited.
The lot, the corner where he's, when you say lot, you mean the corner where he has his pot?
Yeah. Don't know.
Where's this, it doesn't say where this mission is found, does it?
Which one? It does. Yeah, it has to see. He's Dawud, days. Dawud. It's a Mishnah Shvi, it's Perikimel Mishnah Hay.
Mishnah Gimel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure. The Ravid also then says that what does it mean, zivlo mochiach halav? That when you dig the hole, what do you do with the afar? You put it right next to it. Now that looks like choresh still. But as soon as you put the zevel on the other side,
in the pit,
or in the pit, that indicates that what? That
we're doing Chorisha.
Right. So why is it different than, why does Rabbi Elazar ben Asaya say, Ein osin ama b'chol shomoed? The water's going to come in. So once you see the water in it, you'll know that it was not done for Chorisha purposes. Just as now you claim that when you put the zevel in it, that overrides the fact that the what? That the dirt was collected right there on the side, and it looks like you were Choresh. What's the difference?
The zevel is there at the outset, whereas the water comes in later.
Exactly what he says. The water comes later. But the zevel is brought from where? From all over the field, and he puts it on one side. Then he then he digs the hole, puts the afar of the hole on the other side. So you can see at the same time that the zevel and the afar are here, that is an indication that the hole was dug for the zevel purposes. But by the Amo Shel Mayim, you dig the hole out, you put the dirt on the side, and the Mayim ain't coming in to that second. So anybody who walks by at that particular time will be choshesh that it was real for real Zoreya or Oder, and as a result, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah prohibits it. But here, in this particular case, it's Zivlo Mochiach Olav, right at the beginning, and it counters the fact that he offers not even Limerachok. You don't have to put the Afar Limerachok. It's right there. But the fact that the Zevel is there as well tells you that it's... That's why it's mutter.
The Gemara already mentions that before. When the first my benayah, Yikah benayah, deka osu maya basrei. The Gemara is moda there that according to the opinion of Nirish Kaoder, that's the mayim comes.
Correct, but he's commenting. What's the difference between zivlo and
but the Gemara is moda there that the opinion would agree it's mutter if water would come right away.
Now that's only one opinion. That's Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel.
The opinion of Nirish Kaoder, which is the same opinion. That's what he said. This is the opinion we're dealing with. Amemar says, they should near Kodar. He says he's right. I'm just pointing out the Rav is just repeating the same thing. So I don't know, it seems like it's not new.
Yeah, according to Amemar, that would be the reason why in the previous case. Not with the Zevel case, the previous case.
Yeah, the Gemara says it. It seems more like a Metzias thing. In the case of Amma, the water may or may not come. In the case of Zevel, it's definitively there.
Right. Take a look at Tosfos though, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says Zivlo Mochiach Halav. The Leka Lamechash Laha demand the Chazi Hachafira Chazi Le Lizevel Shebechafira. What does Tosfos say? The reason what it means Zevel Mochiach Halav is that we are not Choshesh that somebody who sees you actually digging will claim that what are you digging it for? Why are you digging?
To put the
zevel that you collect where? In the hole. Where do you put the fertilizer? In the hole itself. You know? So the chiddush is that when you have the pile of zevel there, people will not think that you're using the zevel to what? To be Zoreya right now. Because why are you making a pile for? What do you need? You don't need 600 pounds of zevel in this particular location. So the zivlo mochiach halav is an indication that even if somebody comes by and sees what you're doing, he will not misinterpret and say that what you're doing here, you've made a hole to put the zevel in for the purpose of the zoreya or choresha purpose. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue next Monday.